Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And it was a blessing for the beautiful Sabbath service to be gathered with all the saints to worship the Lord, giving him all the praise, glory, and honor he deserves. And good preaching from Brother Stair and with Pastor Rice, filled with the love and joy he always has for the Lord. And thank you, Brother Rice, for all the edifying, encouraging preaching. Just keep on preaching as you do speak the truth from the Lord, and the saints do need you. And the Lord keep the saints in unity and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. Lord, bless all the saints everywhere, and Maranatha.
Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, thou art God. We need you. We come to you this hour. Speak to our hearts. We would worship you. We would glorify you. We would be willing and obedient. I would speak as the oracles of God. In Jesus' name, amen. The seed of God, Abraham's seed, good seed, bad seed, children of the kingdom, children of the wicked one, son of man, son of Belial, children of Abraham, born of God, sons of God. Listen to this. Angels are not sons of God. Men are sons of God by faith. Sons of God have faith. They believe God. They obey God. Men that have not faith are children of the devil or the wicked one. They believe not, obey not. We are children of faith in Jesus Christ. I find it in Galatians 3:26. Maybe I'll go to it for a minute. Just hang on. I'm doing the best I can. Hallelujah. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all children of God in faith by Jesus Christ. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Let me go on down the line here. We are children of God by faith. By faith are we children of God. And that's faith in Jesus, faith of Jesus, faith through Jesus. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Listen to this one now. I said, angels are not sons of God. Angels cannot create nor pre-create, which means they can't reproduce, have children or offspring. I hold to that. Any doctrine that's got that in it, I reject it. I'm doing this purposely, deliberately. I don't care if you are apostle time four, maybe a five-star apostle. I won't accept that. You know what I'm saying? I won't accept that angels can reproduce. I will not accept that. No, just not possible. And we'll go through the scriptures that will tell you why I believe that. I do have faith. You have faith, and you shouldn't have a problem with what I talk about. If you have faith, I have faith, we be brethren. That's how we're brothers now. Not by God doing whoopee. that's not what makes us brothers. It's not what makes us. So angels can't make. No, they cannot. We that are God's have always been his. The same, those that are not God's have always not been God's. I bring to your remembrance Jacob and Esau. And that's where I get my truth from. Before they were born, not having done any good or any evil, God had already made his choice. That's concerning all men. Aren't you blessed? Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. That's one of the scriptures that support that. Just like the other one, Jacob and Esau. It wasn't that men don't do good or evil. I mean, come on, only God is good. So he didn't choose any man because he was good. No, there's none good. To know God is to be known of God. And God will say to some who have professed to know him and have professed to have done works in his name, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. All right? That's very sobering, I think. Because here we are, we do say we know him. Well, there's a bunch that's going to say, you know, you know me, God. You know, I've done these things in your name. Mighty works. Cast out devils. And he will say to them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Everybody understand that? So that means that the tares are sown in and intermingle, and that's the life we live. You better believe that. Everyone that said, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter. Everyone that said, oh, Jesus is coming, is not going to enter. Many, will not be able to enter in. Many will not be able to enter in. He'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. Now, if we're children, that's because God knows us. And if he don't know us, we're the devil's children. There ain't no in between. There's no in between. When the scripture talks about children, it talks about God's children, it talks about the devil's children. It doesn't talk about, you know, hybrids. No, it doesn't. No such thing. The closest thing to a hybrid is Jesus Christ. You know, he's God and he's man. But he's not a hybrid, he's the Son of God. You understand? Angels have no such power. Hallelujah. Now we have power. That means we're children. As many as received him. Those that received him believed on him, had faith. Then we're children. Then we have power. That's because it's God given. We operate our power through the faith of Christ. Is that all right? So we'll go ahead and finish it up. It shouldn't take us too long. Y'all excited about having faith? Well, it's going to be tried. You understand? And of course, the children of the devil just won't be able to pass the test. No matter how good they look, what kind of makeup they put on, they just won't pass muster. Is that all right? And the righteous, how about, well, they'll scarcely be saved. Isn't that quite a scripture? If the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the children of the devil appear? They won't appear, brother, because the righteous scarcely going to be saved. Children of the devil, they're going to have to get hat. Depart. Depart from me. I never knew you. I never knew you. Now, this is an exhortation for us to understand that he know us and we know him. So we could walk circumspectly. If we could walk, what's the word? Worthy. Now, is this not scriptural? Walk worthy. How do we walk worthy? Continue in the faith. Do not be distracted to think that you can do anything on your own. John 15 says, if we abide in the vine, we can bring forth fruit. But if we don't abide in the vine, now Jesus Christ said, I'm the true vine. My Father is the husbandman, but I'm the true, abide in me. We can only do it by faith. The devil's children can't do it. They can't abide in, they can't bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. They can't imitate. And the Bible said, Satan's ministers, even Satan himself, so his ministers, his angels, they present themselves as angels of light. So we don't have time to be messing around. Well, understand that. It's amazing. We say we understand all these mysteries, and yet we mock and slowful. That doesn't compute. Please hear the words of faith this morning, children of God, and let it work, because faith works. If it don't work, it's not faith. All right? So I speak to you words of faith. Now you got faith, you hear what I'm saying. Devil's children, and he can't do that. No matter how much prophecy he reads, how many visions he has, if he have not faith, he just can't get to the truth. I didn't mean to bore you, Teresa. Well, yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in school, they'd have me stand in the corner if I did that. And he said, all right, Rice, you get up and stand in the corner over there. Anybody ever done that? Some. Edith said, no, not me. I was too good. Quite humiliating and embarrassing not to stand in the corner. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. He has angels. This other imposter has angels. But they can't make more angels. I keep putting that in there. Hallelujah. They got what they got. Hallelujah. They can't get any more. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flame and fire, taking vengeance on who? Them that know not God. These are the ones that have not faith and that obey not the gospel. Ones that have not faith. Or you say, Brother Rice, what about us? Sometimes we're disobedient. Yeah, we are. But sometimes, not all the time. Children of the devil, all the time. They can't obey. No, they can't. They don't have faith. Everybody understand? Now, don't tell your brother he's a child of Belial because he's sometimes disobedient. No, he's not. Sometimes disobedient, he's still God's son. If he's ever obedient, yeah, he's got the power to become son of God. Now, the children of they can not ever, no matter what they do. Everything the world does is sin. Everything that we do in ourselves is sin. Only thing that we can do right is through faith. I'm going to preach it like that. So the vengeance of God is against those that he don't know, or the ones that don't know him, ones that don't obey him. So the mark we want to get to is always obedient, like Noah. Noah was, after he got the fear on him, he wasn't sometime disobedient anymore. Praise the Lord. Who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, their reward is indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. Whatever is not of faith is sin. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good. To the Jew first, also to the Greek. For there is no respect of persons with God. We should be like that. Now the parable is, this is Luke 8. We talked about the seed of God. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which when they hear receive the word with joy. These have no root for a while, believing in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Hallelujah. There are some that for a while believe and then fall away. Well, they just won't be saved. What are you finding? He that shall endure to the end. So, of course, they were never chosen. Everybody understand? No. No. Hallelujah. Those that God has chosen will endure until the end. They'll be saved. They'll have eternal life. Huh? So there's some never had faith. There's some that had faith and threw it away. But you understand, without it, you can't be saved. That's three different categories. Those that have faith have not faith. Those that have faith and threw it away. Okay? So God chose them all. He knew. He said, these ain't got no faith. These got some faith, they're going to throw it away. That was already determined. Well, what did we do? We love. Just like they loved Judas. Huh? Judas went with them, huh? Did Judas work? When he sent the 12 out, Judas was there. Yeah, they cleansed the lepers, healed the sick, raised the dead. Huh? Made the lame to walk. Judas was all part of that. Yes, he was. He was numbered with the 12. You know he was a devil. How do we know? We read it in the book. Hallelujah. From the beginning. So devil can work mighty works, but they can't be saved. Y'all hear me talking? Don't be fooled. So we're not on a playground. This is serious business. Life or death. Hallelujah. We believe, we live. We don't, we die. Of course, it's already determined. You know that. Well, nothing for me to do. Well, if that's what you're going to believe till you die, then you're not chosen. All right? See how simple that is? You're not going to trick me. Hallelujah. If you're chosen, you will believe unto the end. All right. So the seed is the word of God. Well, it's the same with the counterfeiter. Huh? Satan's seed is his word. That's how he beget men. That's how he'll beget you. Absolutely. If you leave the faith and believe his word, you're his child. Oh, yeah. Now you have faith. Contend for it. Earnestly. This devil is, he's subtle. He's relentless. It's given unto him to make war with the saints. Even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Abraham wrought righteousness because he had faith. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Children of Abraham by faith is the same as children of God. Of course, Abraham have other children, but that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Were Abraham's seed by faith, we're children of God. If we're Abraham's seed, then we're Christ. If we're Christ, then we're Abraham's seed. If we're not, then we're Satan's seed. Now to Abraham and his seed, it says seed, that means one. Which again, when you rightly divide the word, brother. Oh, he's over there. Rightly divide the word. It has to be by faith. Everybody understand that? Seed. It's not plural. So we're Abraham's seed. We're not Abraham's seeds. Abraham have seed after the flesh. John chapter 8 tells it real good. If y'all hold on a minute, I'll get to John chapter 8. Y'all want to hear it? Y'all bear with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. We're all children of God. Galatians 3:24. By faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26. For as many. We got to that. It says here, Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. John 8:32, you shall know the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed. He didn't argue with them. Jesus answered, verily I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Jesus, make this confession. I know ye are Abraham's seed. Now, when you rightly divide the word, you must know that he's talking about after the flesh. How do I know? Because I keep reading. When he said, yeah, I know you're Abraham's seed, he was talking about after the flesh. Now, understand, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So he did confess that they were Abraham's seed. He also confessed they were still in bondage. Huh? Now, we'll go on, and he said, thank you, Lord. I know you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. That means that they're not Abraham's seed after the spirit, because Abraham's seed after the spirit bleed the word of God. The word of God has a place. I speak that which I've seen with my father, Jesus said, and you do that which you've seen with your father. Now he's getting to the fact that they're not Abraham's seed after the spirit. Listen to it. He said, if you were Abraham's children, I thought he said they were Abraham's children. This is how we have to rightly divide the word. I don't need Greek for this. Y'all, hey, y'all give me some eye contact this morning. I don't need Greek for this. Huh? I'm going to stay with it because there's much deception in the world. I don't need Greek for this. Absolutely not. Yeah, they were Abraham's, and they're still Abraham's seed after the flesh. We're Abraham's seed. He said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. That means they would have to have faith. See? If we do the works of Abraham, will I do it the same way Abraham did? By faith, because we're seed. Or children of God. This wouldn't make for children of God. And all that don't have faith, automatically, they are the devil's children. He don't go make whippy to get them. No, I'm never going to buy that. He said, you do the deeds of your father. They said, no, we had not been born of fornication. We have only one father, even God. Jesus said, if God were your father, if God were your father, you would love me. The word, the truth. You would love me. All right? Thank you, Lord. You would believe me. You would have faith. Now, why don't you understand my speech? He answers for them. Because you cannot hear my word. You have not faith. When we hear, it have to be by faith. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Then he plainly says, you are of your father, the devil. And the works of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in it. No truth. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar. As God is the truth, Satan is a liar. That's all he can do. No matter what he says it or what language he speaks it in, he's a liar. So if you have no faith, you believe not the truth. That's up. And because I tell you the truth, Jesus said, you believe me not. And if I say the truth, why don't you believe me? He's already answered that, because they're of their father. And his words have no place in them. He that is of God heareth God's word. Faith come by hearing. You therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Well, who are you of? Your father, the devil. Now, we're all children. We're either God's children or we're Satan's children. Now, God made all men. He's not the father of all men. He's the God of all men. That's different than Father. So we say our Father, I guess the heathen said, the Catholics said, but, you know, these folks said it. But he said, God's not your father. Satan's your father. Because his word has place in your heart, and my word has no place. Hallelujah. We're going on in Jesus' name. Y'all bear with me. Y'all got faith? Hallelujah. Then there's the discourse between Nicodemus and Jesus. That's where we find out that there's a spiritual birth and a natural or fleshly birth, and they're not the same. For us to be children of God or to enter into the kingdom of God, we must be born of the Spirit. See? I'll just read this one. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Now, you all been born again, haven't you? Y'all know what I'm talking about? The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and where it goeth. So is everyone that born, that is born of the Spirit. We don't know how, but we just know it is. Because his spirit bears witness with our spirit. That's the birth. His spirit said, hey, you're my son. You're my child, right? Hallelujah. Spirit to spirit. Not flesh to flesh. Spirit to spirit. And God is a spirit. So when we worship God, we worship him in spirit. It's our spirit that has the knowledge that we're born of God, because his spirit bears witness with our spirit, not with our intellect. It's enmity against God. Hallelujah. So we don't try to learn about God intellectually. We don't try to please God intellectually. If we do, we'll fail. If we please God, anybody know how? By faith. Praise the Lord. I'm going to hold to it. I'm going to hold to it in a way so that it orders my steps, direct my path. You know, lead me into truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, here's where men start to deviate. Job 1:6. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And God said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, I'm going to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Now, this is how God does things. Well, we've heard that we replace one of them fallen angels, and God dangles them in front and say, that's your replacement over there. So he has incentive to go after us. However, he can't prevail against us. He's only for our perfection. Hast thou considered my servant Job? And there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Fear God and hates evil. This is God's testimony concerning Job. So I hold to it. God's testimony concerning David. He's a man after my own heart. See? I hold to it. Well, you're going to tell me about all of David's failings. Well, I read as many as you have. I still hold to God's testimony. God has a testimony concerning you. Now, your neighbor might tell you about all of your failings. We believe the testimony of God. Hallelujah. Huh? We believe the testimony of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself. Now, the leaven is that these sons of God are fallen angels. I don't buy that. Hallelujah. God has no angels as sons. I've got my scripture. Absolutely. Not one angel is a son. Not the good ones, not the bad ones. God has no angel son. All of God's sons are men. Everybody understand? We are his heritage. We are the apple of his eye. We are his purchase. Yes, he made the angels, but they're not his sons. Only men. Hallelujah. So Job was one of the men that presented himself. He was one of the sons of God that presented himself. And the other righteous, not fallen angels. If we're going to say they were fallen angels, then we're going to get into this. They got with men and made some angel men. Not so. Now, I know somebody said that Branham said it, but it was there. You know, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, we do know it. Thank you, Lord. Brother Sterry used to preach that if you speak in tongue, you were of the devil. That was quite the error, huh? Well, we do know it. Yeah, God will bring you out of your error. Hallelujah. Yes, he'll bring you into the truth. Hallelujah. That's not to say we won't ever err. Too late, huh? Too late for us to meet that standard. Praise the Lord. But God will perfect us. He will perfect that which concerns. All right? So I hold to the truth. That God has no angel sons. That's why I don't care where you got it from, where you say you got it, an angel or any place else. It's not doctrine, not sound doctrine. Praise the Lord. Here's what I'm going to back it up with. Psalms 2, I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me. This is David, and of course he's speaking as if he's God. You know, like the eunuch said, the prophet, is he speaking of himself or some other man? Because sometimes the prophets speak in the first person, like David's doing now. He didn't say, hey, the Lord doth say it. He just speak it as God. He says, I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. And he didn't. This is what God said to Jesus Christ. Everybody understand? This is how you rightly divide the word. He said, thou art my son. Y'all know Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So here's my record. Thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. All right. Ask of me and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possessions. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now we go to Hebrew, chapter 1, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things. We're heirs only through Christ. That's why the word said we're heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Without Christ, we have nothing. We don't know God, can't get to God, don't see God. Hallelujah. By whom he also made the world, which means everything that was created by the word of God. Everything. He's the creator. Fallen angels, not so. Not creators, not procreators. Remember? In the kingdom, they neither marriage nor given marriage, for they shall be as the angels. Isn't that simple? He appointed him heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Jesus Christ. Everything that was made, he made it. You say, God? Yeah, by Jesus Christ. He's the creator. He's God's word. He's God's wisdom, God's power. He's God. All right. Thank you, Lord. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins. sat down on the right hand of majesty, being made so much better than the angels as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Verse 5 say, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, I have begotten thee? Not one. See, I got it right here. Not one time did he say to any angel, thou art my son. God have no angel sons. He had not begotten any angel. He created angels.
Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord.
And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. He said that to no angel.
Amen.
He's not the father of angels.
No.
He's the God of angels.
Amen. That's right.
He's our father.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, well, who is the first begotten? Jesus Christ. He said, let all of the angels of God worship him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It goes on to say, and of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angel spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God. So he is God. The Father said so. He said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness of thy kingdom. Thank you, Lord. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. But we see Jesus. Have you seen him? Made a little bit lower than the angels. For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom all things and by whom are all things, who were before all things and by who created all things, and everything that was made, he made it. Without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. In bringing many sons unto glory. Men, not angels. Bringing many sons unto glory. Now we'll have to qualify that as well. Many sons, that mean we're in Christ, because God has one son. All right? He's called the Son. That means one. Well, we're sons of God. That's because we're in Christ. Everybody, without Christ, we don't even exist. So it goes on to say, for as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood. And we are. See? We're partakers of flesh and blood. But how are we children? By faith. He also likewise took part of the same. And this is the only so-called hybrid operation. Yeah, if you could call it that. Only this instant. This is how God and man was reconciled. By Jesus Christ. Huh? The word became flesh, dwelt among us. Huh? Without controversy, great is the mystery of God. Huh? God was justified in the spirit, manifested in the flesh, preached on in the world, believed on. He was seen of angels. They're not his sons, though. Received up in the glory. Thank you, Lord. Well, he also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took upon him the seed of Abraham. That's why in the last book said he's the seed of Abraham, son of David. He said to the wise men one time, Christ, what think you of Christ? They say he's the son of David. They did answer right, didn't they? Christ, the son of David? I thought he was the son of God. Yeah, by the Spirit. But the word became flesh. He came through the lineage of Abraham. Y'all know that? That's why Abraham's always referred to. Abraham believed God. And all that believe God are Abraham's children. And that means that we're children of God. Now, don't say, well, are we Abraham's seed or are we children of God? Yes. Hallelujah. He took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brother. We are his brethren. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. That's what a mediator does. He reconciles two impossibles. Impossible for God to, look at you, us, I should say. Unrighteous, no good folk, sinful. So there has to be something to qualify or justify us. Hallelujah. And that avenue is faith, because Christ satisfied all the demands of the law. Perfect obedience, perfect submission, sinless life, laid it down. Since death couldn't hold him, he said, here, I've got something I can pass on to y'all. I've already overcome death. I live sinless. You sinners need this. Yeah, I got it for y'all. Hey, you sinners. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentile, believed on into the world, received up into glory. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called again the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. They're not sons. Sons of God know God. That's because God knows them. When God don't know you, you're not his son. At the judgment, he will say, I don't know you. I never knew you. Even though you've been intermingled with my people and you've been, professing yourself and you've been saying, look at me, I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me. Hallelujah. He came unto his own received him not, but as many as received him or believed him, he gave power to become the sons of God, or he gave them faith, because they say, even to them that believe on his name. That's faith. Which were born, here it is, makes it real plain. Which were born, not of blood, not even the will of flesh. Hallelujah. Not by the will of man, but of God. That's how we're born. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the word was made flesh. Dwelt among us, we beheld his glory as the only begotten, only one son, only begotten of the Father. For the grace and truth. Hallelujah. Only begotten. This is the only son God had. No angel sons. I'm being real plain and redundant. Hallelujah. Oh, and Jesus said unto them, well, I'll do this one first. They said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Anybody know the answer? That means you have to have faith. This is how we work the works of God. Jesus said unto them, I'm the bread of life. Man does not live by bread alone. He said, I'm the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you have seen men, believe not. They're children of the devil. And he goes on to say, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. All of God's children will run to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he's the author of faith. He's the finisher of faith. And if the Father knows you, you know Jesus. Jesus knows you. And he won't cast you out. Hallelujah. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, this is our example, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will. You want to hear it? That of all those which you have given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up in the last day. Hallelujah. Everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on me may have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up in the last day. Oh, thank you, Lord. Again, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me, draw him. That means known of the Father. Huh? When God knows you, you're drawn by Christ. Otherwise, you are antichrist. You reject him. Okay, so when the Father draw him, and again, I'll raise him up at the last day. What about the others? I'll say, depart from me. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God. Y'all believe it like that? Hallelujah. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and have learned of the Father, Jesus say, he comes to me. Hallelujah. So we preach, we speak, we exhort, we testify. That's all we can do. If someone belonged to Jesus, the word will get in their heart and bring forth. Otherwise, there's nothing you can do. Huh? Nothing I can do. So I speak the truth in Christ and line up. Hallelujah. That's not my doing. By faith. Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness. If we live righteous, automatically our life condemns the world. You understand that? That's how we condemn the world, by righteous living. Hallelujah. That's how Noah did it. Because whatever God commanded him, he did. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate. Noah did it. Noah left his kinfolk. Yeah, well, you say he had his wife and his sons, and that's all they had. Well, he didn't have Uncle Joe and Aunt Sally. Or no, his cousins. No, he didn't. Praise the Lord. Just the ones that God had given him. He condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah. This faith is an inheritance. He gave it to Abraham, and it's passed on down to all the seed. Okay. For what said the scripture? Abraham believed God. It was accounted unto him for righteousness. And the father of circumcision to them which are not of the circumcision only. That's Jew and Greek. But who also walk in the steps of faith of our father Abraham. The faith he had when he wasn't even circumcised. So being baptized in any name won't give you faith. No. Hallelujah. Now some think this is how you save men. You go out and you preach and you baptize them saying certain things. Well, that's not salvation. Salvation is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, they just get things out of order, which makes it not right. You know. We should be baptized. Jesus was baptized. We have an account of it. Now, if he had wanted to, he could have left this account out. There's many things Jesus did that are not written. But it is written that he was baptized. You understand that? For righteousness sake. He was not a sinner. He's not a sinner. Huh? Thank you, Lord. For the promise that he should be heir of the world, the promise was to Abraham, and it comes down. That's all the things of God. In pride and selfishness, unrighteousness, stupidity, we think we can get something from God some other way. But all that we get from God comes down. Every good and perfect gift come down. Huh? Hallelujah. Yeah, we benefit from the faith of Abraham. We benefit from the faith of Brother Stair. Absolutely. But it comes down. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going on in Jesus' name. We'll be done shortly. I got another one. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Not one. That's not what he said to angels. He said to the angels, you go minister to them men down there. I've called them. You know that they are ministers? All right then. Are they not all ministering angels sent forth to minister to them that are heirs of salvation? Hallelujah. We beseech you, brethren. Okay, that's the end of that. So we thank God. I did cover it all. Thank you, Lord. Now, these things we all know. Yes, we do. But you know, when you inject a little bit of leaven in there, then it challenges all the things that we already know. So, until God tell me that angels can reproduce, I won't believe it. I don't care. You can be a 10-star apostle and a 5-star prophet. See, I won't receive that except I get it from heaven. Right now, it doesn't bear witness, you know. I just told you why. Because God said these things. And angels reproducing are contrary to this. Hallelujah. Come on. All right. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God. All right. Deception often works like this. 100 million years ago, and then they... Now, see, that's how they... And as far as I know, there wasn't 100 million years ago. There's no evidence of that. They have no proof. If they can prove 100 million years ago, then we can believe the rest. But you see how deception is. So be careful. Huh? The heart is deceitful. Above all things and desperately wicked. What should we believe? That we're the children of God. Huh? By faith. It's not our doing. It's God's faith. Hmm? Hallelujah. Now what should we do? Earnestly contend for it. Yeah, hold fast. Stand fast in the faith. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. Okay. So, we live together here, so things crop up, which is not a problem. It's God's purpose. We live by ourselves, we would have nothing to repent for. Huh? No, we wouldn't. Come on. All we could do is rail on everybody else. And that's what some do, you know. They rail on this one, they rail on that one. I heard this phrase, evangelical mega Christian, mega, however you say, M-A-G-A. It's a Huh? It's an acronym. It stands for Make America Great Again. There's no such thing as an evangelical MAGA Christian. See, that's 11. No such thing. Anybody going along those lines are not going to tell you the truth. There ain't no truth in that. And I just regard them as sons of the devil. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm not going to try to convert them. No, that's not my business. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. Things like these are distraction. And they think they're doing God's work. You know, they think they're doing God's service. I have no time for folks. They say they know Christ and they call themselves evangelicals. And they want to make America great again. This is not the work or purpose of Christ. No. Satan's kingdom coming down. And the kingdom of this world will be the kingdom of God and his Christ. And guess who's going to be ruling with Christ? Like, Terry said me. Okay, right? We suffer, we'll reign with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we work things out among ourselves. We have to do it. And let me read my scriptures. Again, we need faith. We can't just do it by the... We can do nothing by the letter in righteousness. Nothing gets done by the letter done in righteousness. Because the letter always leaves something out. Hallelujah. And if you leave something out, it has to put something in to make up for what it left out. That's called leaven. Listen to it. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. Be at peace among yourselves. This is the commandment. Of course, to perform that, we need God's grace. We have to be led by the Spirit. See what I'm saying? Man can't do this. There'll always be wars because men don't know how to be at peace. Well, peace they know not. We know. Yes, we do. He is our peace. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and all men. So even here, whatever happens, we don't do tit for tat. Or they did me wrong, I'm going to do them wrong. They slighted me, I'm going to slight them. The Bible said don't do that. That's not love working. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. Well, since we live together, we know we need to pray. Mark 9:49, for everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith will ye season it? Now have salt in yourselves and be at peace one with another. Have salt in yourselves. Have peace one with another. All right? This is primary. Utmost. Above all. See? Hallelujah. Above all, have fervent charity. Put that at the top, and we can work out all of our differences. We have to do that. Hallelujah. We have to present our bodies. Sometimes we are reluctant to present our bodies because there's a concern, but we don't want to address it because we might not be received, or somebody might slap us down. Someone may say, you wicked one. We can't do it like that. It's on us to present ourselves. And I've got my scriptures. I'm going to read them. Okay, why we should do it. First of all, we must follow peace. That's one of them. Hallelujah. The other is... Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. Now, we don't want to go to the Greek for this. You know, wait. Oh, I know what to do now. I'm going to rebuke O'Neill all day long. I got scripture for it. Ain't I preaching good? All right, I believe I am. When I first showed up, that's what was going on around here. Everybody was a prophet, and they rebuked everybody. Everything. They called out all unrighteousness. Brother, am I telling the truth? I didn't just show up. And brother, they had scripture. So they rebuked you. Hallelujah. So we rebuke the same way that we condemn the world. How do we condemn the world? By walking right. That's how we rebuke. Understand that? You don't have authority over somebody. You, what else are you going to do? You want to admonish them? You're going to exhort them by walking right? You can encourage them. But you, I'm telling it right now. Hallelujah. That's trespass against you. Most of the things that happen are not trespasses. Now, we consider them trespasses because we give a bad motive or evil motive to what they did. If it wasn't an evil motive, then it's not a trespass. Absolutely not. No, 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 no. No, no, no. I'm in trouble, I see. Thank you, Lord. But even if it's something that needs to be addressed, whether it's a trespass or not, you need to address it in righteousness. I've always said that. If you just say, well, I would, but Neil is a butthole. Now, I say that a lot. I wonder why. But, you know, what? That's not an excuse. No, no, no. No, no, no. If you have a concern with anybody, you need to ask God to fix your heart to address it right or leave it alone. You see what I'm saying? The main thing we want out of it is the peace. So we want to have peace. See what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And we want to speak peace. Thank you, Lord. And we want to work righteousness. It's not right if you have something your brother needs and you don't let him know. Huh? Praise the Lord. So if it's not right in righteousness, you can address it. As long as you stay in your place. We don't do that very well. That's why when we get a little bit of knowledge, we have no respect for anybody. No respect for authority. No respect for righteousness. No respect for procedure. No. See? And in that we sin. So when there's something that we should engage our brother or sister about and we don't, we sin. While we're talking to others about them sin. We're helpers one of another. Huh? No, we are. Helpers one of another. Well, we're learning how to do that more perfectly. Of course, we have to overcome. I know how it is. I didn't want to go to my dad. There was no other way, though. I could ask mom all day long, and she would say, you have to talk to your dad. You ask John. I'm telling y'all the truth. I didn't expect anything different. But I still tried. Hallelujah. You know, the path of least resistance, just perhaps, maybe, never happened. Praise the Lord. So again, you know, if there's something going on and it needs to be addressed, then you being a brother, it is your duty. It is your duty. It is not your duty to go talk to someone else about it. If you're going to do that, then you better talk to them about it. Everybody understand what I'm saying? If you can't talk to them about it, you better say, get my heart right, God. Hallelujah. I know how we like to say it. I would talk to so-and-so, but, you know, they don't regard me as a person. Well, you still need to talk to them. Probably that's just some precept that you have. You know, there's people here that think this, think that. I don't necessarily think so. One reason is I go on the precept to give the benefit of the doubt. Really, it works good. Huh? So I don't, necessarily think that there's some people that don't want me here. Might be true, but I don't. That's not in my heart. There are some that say, well, I think people do this and hold this against me about things. No more than concerning anybody else. I don't think they put you on a pedestal and say, well, I'm going to remember all that Owen did, you know. I think if they do it, it's... You understand what I'm saying? But then maybe they don't. You have proof? You have evidence? Huh? Well, we have Holy Ghost evidence, but not concerning things like that. No. I mean, we have trouble knowing our own heart and we're going to know Terry's. Ain't we something? Terry, you hold against me things I did in the past, don't you? Well, come on, saints. You know, God don't hold things against you, things you did in the past. Huh? And if anybody's doing that, it's not godly. It won't harm you in any way. No, it won't. And it actually gives you an opportunity to show forth Christ. So I don't know why anybody would get excited about what folk think about them. Now, I'm going to believe it now. I know you hear me, but then you're going to act contrary. You're going to say, why is he getting excited? Well, I'm telling you. Because I'm talking like this. And when you think somebody think this about you and that, that rolls off me like water off the duck's back. You know what God think about you, don't? That's all that matters. Huh? He thinks right about you. He speaks right about you. He does right about you. Huh? So, yeah. Everything that happened, God allows it. And we do know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So, you know, things that go on, they concern you. But we need to address them, respond to them in the right way. That's what God expects of us. And if they never happened, we wouldn't have the opportunity. Y'all know that, don't you? We sure love you now. All the opportunities you give us. I do love you, brother. I hope he don't take that wrong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I get plenty of opportunities. I've got a right to become a son of God. I can love and love and love. There's no law against it. It won't do nobody wrong. Ain't that good? I'm blessed. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. If thy brother trespasses against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Well, what about the scripture, brother? You know, why don't you just rather take the wrong? Well, we have to put them together then, don't we? Hallelujah. Right. But it doesn't take away our responsibility. We're to testify of Jesus Christ. It's not our responsibility to turn the world around. It's not ever going to happen. And folk that expect to do that, they just don't know the truth. Huh? Few there be that be saved. And only the ones that are called can be saved. And that's only by the word of God. You can't cattle prod them to be saved. That's not salvation. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we're saved willingly. Huh? Now that's a miraculous work. Man by nature don't want to be saved. That means he has to depart from iniquity. Huh? Forsake his will. Do the will of the Father. Now God helps us with that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Praise the Lord. Well, how about the wisdom that's from above? It's pure and peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have different preferences and likes and dislikes, but that doesn't prevent us from following peace, being at peace. We have the record. We have the instructions. We have the Spirit. We have the grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you understand that you are concerned about certain things, then you just understand that someone else does. See? Some care for the flowers and the plants. I believe we all do, but some more than others. See? Some care about neatness. I don't say we all do, but some do, but come on. Praise the Lord. Some care about order. Some not so much. Some care about peace. How about you? Thank you, Lord. So these things that are concerns we're partial to. Some, you know, they care more about the dogs and the cats than they do about their brother, about their human companion. Yeah. They'll do anything, save the dog, save the cat. The people of hell with them. Y'all don't know that. Save the tree, save the whale, save this endangered species. What about the hell with man? You know that, don't you? So that can be found, praise the Lord. You know, when whatever we're concerned about, whatever we have respect to, and it rise above our love and our respect for our neighbor, it's an inordinate affection. Hallelujah. You know, how much effort did we put in making sure that our brother is ministered to rather than some other thing? See? Praise the Lord. So we could just sum it up by saying, follow when peace, keeping the peace. Keep your brother, all right? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And we don't have to see how they were baptized to know how to treat them. We don't even have to see if they're a tear to see how to treat them. We love. That's a righteous response. Everybody okay with that? Hallelujah. Because how are we going to get it right? You know. You're going to look for the man that's never done right. That's the Son of God. Well, there's no sons of God then except for Christ. You know, so we're going to monitor old Neil and see how he runs. And then we'll decide whether or not he's a brother. We can't do it like that. Because more than likely, he's going to do many things contrary to what brothers do. Y'all don't believe me? I'm saying, Neil, we could say Marie. See what I'm saying? But if we think all the folk are going to, not me, I'm going to sit up here and make sure I judge them unrighteous folk. And wonder why they don't perform like I do. It's not what we say. This is the spirit we're going. You know, anytime, we should be careful when we watch anybody. Amen. And I know we do. I watch all of you. I want to do it in righteousness. Huh? Not to accuse you, not to catch you in your words, not to catch you doing wrong. I don't want to ever watch anybody like that. Amen. I want to look for Christ. I want to be in the motion of making for peace. Huh? edification, loving, serving. Praise the Lord. This is what the Lord would have us to do. Okay, I need to quit, but so many times the problem is we just don't know how to engage each other for whatever reason. Maybe we've been kicked in the teeth a lot or despised a lot or thought so. So it's hard for us to, or we have some opinion or some thought concerning somebody, so it's hard for us to approach him. Is that right? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And you have to get your mediator. Is that all right? Yes. Hallelujah. Now, the thing is, though, we want to look for righteousness and peace. If you're looking to get it done your way, it's wrong no matter what happens. It's just wrong. If your point is to get it done your way, it's already wrong. Okay? If you want to follow after righteousness, then it's already right. And you'll get to the right. So right about hot water in the bedroom, I think we're working righteousness. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Who's going to pray for us? Brother Edward? You ready to pray for us? Or am I, you a Yankee, brother?
No, brother.
Son of God?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, wow. Thank you, Lord God, again for stirring us up. Yes, Lord, help us to stir up ourselves. Thank you for stirring us, Lord God, by bringing us to remembrance, Lord God, stirring up our pure minds by way of remembrance, Father God, because yes, Lord, the leaven, my God, so I personally, that's the way you chose for me. And I believe you chose that for all of us, Lord God. That's the way we came. We encountered much, much false doctrines on our way as we in this path, this journey unto life. We've encountered much deception, much false doctrine. Many of those who have claimed to be your children and are truly not. Father God, with humbleness and fear, Father God, I hear these words this morning. And I thank you, Lord God, because I also know that you said that, you know, he that thinketh he stand, take heed.
Take heed, lest he
fall. Lest he fall.
My God.
So, Father God, we don't want to at all in any way boast as though we have been made your sons because of our own doings or our own knowledge.
My God.
No, we were only your sons because you've chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And that's it.
Thank you, Lord.
And but because we are sons, Lord God, yes, we know you also, your word has told us, Father God, we can know it. We know that we are the sons of God. And the sons of God, my sheep hear my voice. So, Father God, I thank you that we have that confidence. But we have that confidence by your Spirit. And yes, Lord, your children, they hear you. You also said that. If they hear not us, they're not of God. If they don't hear us, they're not of God. And I'm sure everybody says that. All the churches say that.
Absolutely.
And Lord God, you took me through that path, Lord God. I guess that's either unfortunate or fortunate. I count it as being fortunate now, as you've taken me through so many different denominations, or you allowed me to do that. Yeah, you allowed me to do that. And I'm glad now. I'm so glad, because that gave me the fortitude to fight and contend for the faith.
Hallelujah.
As I approached all of these, I was confronted, bombarded constantly with all these different doctrines of men and these different beliefs, Father God. But, and even my own.
True, Lord.
God, thank you, Father. I remember when you first saved me, I remember running through the hospital telling people I had read the book of Revelation, And I remember running through the hospital telling people that creatures are going to be on this earth with four heads and all of these arms. And
you read the book.
And I meant it. I was like, y'all better get ready. Well, you winked at my ignorance.
Thank you, Lord.
And but because I was your son, I am your son. And because we are your sons, you quickly brought me out of that and gave me understanding. And I thank you for that. And that's the same with all the scriptures. From the words in the beginning to the word amen. This truth that we've heard again today, we've been reminded of, your whole book says that.
Thank you, Lord.
The whole book. In fact, Lord God, I don't know, I believe Pastor Rice might have read this one, but I don't know if he read this one. For whom he did foreknow.
Hallelujah.
He also did predestinate. Predestinate. I don't know how anybody can read that and not understand that what that means. To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Then you said this, moreover, whom he did predestinate, that means you already done it before we were ever even existed.
Hallelujah.
Them he called. The first, you three steps. You knew who you were going to save. So you called them. Then after you called us, you justified us. That means you cleansed us. You wiped away our sins. And then if you justified, them he also glorified.
Hallelujah.
That's the final product. That's the finished product. So from beginning to end, salvation is of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's just that simple. So, Father God, we thank you that we are of those people. And that's why we rejoice in you. And that's the only reason why we're doing what we're doing. Because no man could cause a group of people to come together and do this every day.
Hallelujah.
When the whole world is out there eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, making merry, you know, games, football game, baseball, whatever, Walmart, whatever, while the whole world's about to blow up and go to hell, we would not be doing this. We'd be doing the same exact thing as they are. No man would of his own come out from among them and be separate. No man would do that. No man would hate his own father and mother, wife, children, husband, kinfolk. No man would do that on his own. All who cometh to you, Father God, to Jesus, we must be drawn.
Amen.
We must be drawn by the Father. So, Lord God, we know these things, and I thank you, Lord God, and I thank you, but I guess you have us to, you're the one I know that bring these kind of things up through whatever means, people who think the apostles, probably whatever, but you do this so that we can remind ourselves. This is the ring.
Hallelujah.
And we contend for the faith. We get in the ring. And I've been in the ring since you saved me, Lord. You know that. We've been in the ring since you saved us. And the purpose I know is you told us fight the fight. We're in a fight. So we couldn't have a fight if we didn't have these type of oppositions coming against us, these scrimmages, these opponents who think they know. But we know, and we only know because you've given it to us. And since you've given it to us, Lord God, we're going to fight for it. We're going to contend for the faith. We're not going to back up.
Amen.
We're going to stand for the truth. And we don't expect anything more than what they did to you. If they hated me, they're going to hate you too. And we're not greater than the master. They called you Beelzebub. They're going to call us Beelzebub.
Hallelujah.
But that's what gives, that's okay. That gives us even more strength because no man can do anything against the truth, only for it. We were told that this was going to happen. We were told we were going to be hated and rejected and despised simply for following the truth. So we're honored. We count it as an honor and a blessing, Lord, that we can be ostracized. Yes, Lord, thank you. And we can be hated and despised. Just as Noah was, just simply for just telling the world what you sold us. telling the whole world what your book tells, even tells them. The book's right here. They can read it. Of course, they can't understand it. And that's why we thank you, because we've been given faith to understand this book. We've been given faith to hear the word of God preached.
Hallelujah.
By faith. We've been given the, oh Lord, thank you so much. Well, we're undeserving.
Yes, Lord.
We're no better than anybody else. Just as sinful,
true, Lord,
wicked and wretched as the next man. It's just that we are, although we are the Jacob. Now, are we supposed to repent because you made us Jacob and made them Esau?
Oh, God forbid.
I mean, it wasn't our choice. But since it was your choice, we're going to rejoice in it.
Hallelujah.
We're going to thank you for it.
We're
going to give you praise.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to walk and stand in the truth.
True, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless Pastor Rice. God continue to give him the strength to fight on. Because I reckon it'll be this way until you come.
Amen, brother.
Until you come. And I pray that he will contend for the faith.
Yes, Lord.
And we will contend for the faith. And we'll hold his hands up.
Thank you, Lord.
Because that's our part. Until you come.
Amen.
We bless you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. We did hear from Brother John. Brother John said he's with us, still contending for the faith. I was so blessed. Y'all know I'm blessed to hear from the saints. As I was saying in my prayer this morning, you know, we long to be with the saints, but the next best thing is to hear from them. Come on. It's always good to hear from the saints. Hallelujah. So we hadn't heard from John in a while, and my God, we called out and he responded. Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You all are here. John called us. We got it on record. Praise the Lord. Maranatha Saints, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rice. This is Brother John. I'm still out here in Oklahoma. I'm just waiting on Jesus. I appreciate your concern and your love. I thank you for your prayers. I'm still looking for Jesus to come. God bless you and the saints.